what's up, listeners online? Welcome back to another Motion podcast, the place where we measure, modify, and move in God's direction. Now, I've got here with me Tua Afele.
You.
What's happening, Tua? We're going to have a conversation today around this topic, which Tua and I have been discussing offline, about not settling, about this concept of living for more, growing, pushing your boundaries. And I think it's an important and valuable idea as we navigate life, as we figure out our journey, just to keep striving for a better journey, not just in the sense of, you know, earning more money, but also spiritually. So we're going to have a chat about that. Tua, how you doing, brother?
Good. I'm good.
Yeah, how's your day been? How's your week been? What have you been up to lately?
Not bad. Today is actually my day off work. What is it? Wednesday today?
Wednesday, yep.
Yeah, so funny story, we actually recorded one last week. Was it last week?
Yeah, it was last week.
We recorded a podcast last week. It took about an hour and a half at school. And called him up on the weekend saying, scrap that, let's do it again. So we're going to try and hit it one take, no edits.
We got this, bro. We got this.
Authenticity.
Yep. It's cool too, because I think it fits quite well with this principle. Like, you had it, we did it, and look, in my mind, we did okay last time, but
we could have settled.
Yeah, we could have settled.
We're not,
but we're not today. We're gonna push for more. We're gonna live for more. So, Tua, where are you at in terms of this principle, living for more? I think it's important, this idea that we need to keep striving for better, but, you know, how can we make this kind of a reality?
Yeah, it's interesting because this kind of thought only came to me, you know, a few weeks ago. Not even a few weeks ago, but yeah, a week and a half ago, from the chaplains in Makata. Shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Namakandre.
Shout out, Satmin, Batse and Jackie.
Yeah, but they kind of introduced this this concept, which they've been introducing to their students, and this concept of living for more.
Right.
And, you know, kind of understanding the difference between what we want to do to live for more for ourselves and what we should be doing to live for more in God's plan and what He has planned for us. So yeah, it's kind of questioned, you know, where I'm at and where I want to be and where I thought I would be, you know, this time last year. But, it's a good opportunity for me to suss out where I'm at. And as we said at the start, measure, modify, and move.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, where were you? You sort of said that you aren't maybe where you expected to be this time last year. You want to tell us a little bit about where you thought you might be, or, you know, where God has led you in your journey?
Yeah, so this time last year, bid HSC, coming out of HSC as well, I was kind of striving to, you know, make it into uni and challenge myself in going for something big. You know, it's where I decided to take up science, more specifically neuroscience. I was kind of the one in our year to push people to go to uni, not so much to take a gap year.
Right.
And, you know, here I am pretty much taking a gap year for myself. Yeah. But, I started in uni at Macquarie University, doing a Bachelor of Science, majoring in neuroscience. And then about halfway into the semester, I decided to defer. And then I actually came back, I think, 2 weeks later and told myself, nah, this is not you, you know. Don't take a gap year. That same mindset I had, you know, last year. And eventually I made the final decision to defer and start work.
Yeah.
And see where I'd end up a few months later.
So your decision to defer, was that before all of the COVID stuff or?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so I was lucky enough to wouldn't say lucky, but thankfully, COVID came around, which pushed the census date back. So I was able to sit on my dilemmas for a bit and decide whether I wanted to stay or not. Obviously, I didn't decided not to stay and start working. But yeah, it's a decision that I don't regret. Right. I feel like it's done me good so far. But in terms of where I'm heading, I think I might just stay working for a bit longer and see where I'm comfortable.
Sure.
Or not comfortable.
And look, in hindsight, I think, nobody expected 2020 to look like this, you know, with COVID, with the lockdowns, with universities closing, with everything having to move online. And I think in hindsight, you know, we can see that God has been leading, because, you know, had you gone to uni, it would have been a really strange experience, I think, you know, going for the first part of the year and then halfway through your lectures online, I mean, your lectures moved to online and all of that disruption. Maybe, who knows, maybe 5-10 years down the track, you'll be able to look back and say, hey, I think this was part of God's plan for me.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, like, so we can be kind of, you know, in some ways it's a blessing. Look, we're talking about not settling and about living for more. And I think it's so important, because our spiritual journey can sometimes feel like we're just doing the same sort of thing day in, day out. We're not growing spiritually. And, you know, like, what are some of the ways that maybe you see that we can keep pushing like that?
For me, I think it's good to be honest with yourself, especially spiritually, pointing out where you know you're struggling. And, you know, sometimes, you know, at first it's not really something you're proud of. For me, I struggled with actually spending honest time with God.
Right.
And actually opening up the word for myself, and connecting with him honestly, you know, a lot of the time, especially being raised as a Seventh-day Adventist, you know, you're taught how to pray, you're taught how to read the Bible. But I think, you know, for most of us who have grown up in a Seventh-day Adventist home, or even a Christian home for that matter, like, you're not really taught why. Why you pray and how you should pray for yourself and stuff like that. And so I think this journey has kind of taught me to point out where I should be working on and how it's benefiting myself.
Yeah.
And the relationship I have with God.
Yeah. It's, I think I know exactly what you're talking about, because reading scripture, especially growing up in the church, you know, we sometimes will read it and we sometimes just expect that by our eyes moving over the page, it's somehow going to transport us, you know, to heaven. But really, spending that time absorbing it, thinking about how it could change our life in a realistic way, and then putting that plan into action, you know, that's where the, I guess that's where the real challenge is. And, you know, I totally understand, you know, what you're saying with that.
That's the biggest challenge though too, you know, the application part, that step where you actually make the move, where you try to change and kind of alter where you, things in your life. I think that's the challenge, because, you know, most of the time we're so motivated to change something, and then once we get into it, you know, it's not a few days later where we go back to our old habits.
Yeah.
And we're basically back to square one.
Yeah. We actually spoke about this as a chaplaincy group a couple of weeks ago. For you guys that haven't been listening regularly, you know, go back and check out some of our podcasts that we've done in the last few weeks. But yeah, a couple of weeks ago we spoke about setting goals, and one of the ideas we spoke about is that it takes about 2 or 3 weeks for a habit to become, to kind of form. So, you know, like for the first few weeks, it's a struggle, but then it kind of, it becomes something that you just do, you know, but it doesn't happen overnight. Like you say, for me, you know, I'm really pushing to try and be consistently healthier, make better choices, to go to the gym. And the first few days going back to the gym, it's a grind, man. It's a real challenge. You know what I'm saying? So what you're saying has a lot of merit, and I completely agree. Look, there's been other areas, not just spiritually though, but other areas where I think things have been moving rapidly, and changing in 2020. You know, we've spoken a bit about how COVID has been a bit of a struggle, but I've also been seeing some of the challenges that people are experiencing around the protests, and, you know, like the media coverage of racial injustice and stuff like that. And for you personally, Tua, how can we grow in our understanding of this? You know, how can we be better? Because I think our podcast today is all about not settling. It's about being, you know, striving for a better outcome. You know, what would you say, you know, what's been your take on this whole Black Lives Matters thing, and you know, have you sort of seen any of that stuff yourself firsthand? Or do you have any sage words of wisdom for our listeners out there?
Yeah, for the most part, you know, this whole Black Lives Matter movement, I thought it, you know, didn't really affect me as much, you know, because growing up, I didn't think I really was exposed to that,
right?
You know, that type of, I guess, racism or prejudice, and I think. Yeah, it's only hit me now that I think it's so important for those who think they haven't been affected by it to really stand up, because, you know, that's where the battle's won.
Yeah.
Even to just educate yourself.
Yeah, 100%.
That's so important as well. Because I feel like you can't change. I do believe racism is taught.
Right.
And, you know, for us who don't think they've been affected by it, for us to not do anything.
Yeah.
And say, well, it doesn't affect me, then I'm just going to sit back and watch it. I think that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
And that has been me for the most part.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, really realizing how you can help, even if it's just by talking about it. And yeah. I think that's a big problem with people who think that it doesn't affect them. You know, that conversation of talking about it. Like in the previous podcast we recorded, like that topic came up and I was just stumped. I was like, I don't know what to say. Like,
right.
Yeah. I'm not really comfortable talking about it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think I had the right to say something about it.
Right.
You know, I didn't think I had a place to speak on experience because I didn't think I had an experience.
Yeah.
But the truth is the experience is that I've been sitting on the sidelines.
Right.
And, you know, being comfortable with not talking about it.
Yeah. I think, you know, one of the most encouraging things for me that I've seen is the way that young people all across the world have really embraced this movement and have really strived to take it on board and to be proactive and to do something, if anything. Even the school Mufti Day, which was themed around Micah 6:8, but it recognizes that there is social injustice in the world, and that the fact that was driven by students who just wanted to share their voice in, I guess, in solidarity or in support of social injustice. You know, just to see that the young people are embracing it, to me, has been a really positive thing, and it gives me some hope that that our future leaders, our leaders for today, who are still young, that we have some hope that the future is in good hands.
Yeah.
You know, there's a saying which, you know, I only came across, maybe I'm showing my age here, but I only came across it maybe in the last 6 months or so, but, you know, this concept of staying woke, which really what that means. I mean, when you think of it, Tor, what do you think that means?
Being comfortable with questioning, you know, what you're standing for and not really conforming to what people think of on certain issues or certain things in the world.
Yeah.
I think, you know, searching what your opinions and where you stand on certain topics is really, you know, what staying woke means.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, 100%. So it's, you know, in my understanding of it, you know, as an old middle-aged fella, is that it talks about making sure that you're aware of what's happening, aware of issues, and not just being kind of
in the crowd.
Yeah, in the crowd or asleep. I'm assuming woke means like awake, just with bad grammar, but, you know, like actually being alert and understanding what's happening. And so for me, that's been a positive thing that I've seen coming out of the Black Lives Matters movement. And look, it's been painful, to be honest. It's been painful seeing some of the stuff that's happening on Facebook and social media, you know, seeing the constant stories of police brutality out of America. And even here in Australia, you see similar stories starting to make it onto social media about injustice against Indigenous communities. And, you know, and so in some ways it's kind of positive. But the flip side of it is that as a group of minorities, and I speak as a Samoan growing up in New Zealand and then coming to Australia, as minorities, we have to up our game too. And so we can't just kind of live this stereotype of violence that is kind of perpetuated in the island communities. And I speak specifically about some of the stuff that I see happening in terms of the youth gangs in Western Sydney and whatnot. You know, part of not settling and living for more is that we have to strive to be of a higher standard. You know, would that be a fair thing to say?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, that's the kind of mindset that our young people, especially for Pacifica, young people, that we get caught up in this mindset where I was raised in a family that of white collars. And so for me to, you know, amount to nothing is pretty much normal.
Right.
And so that's when they strive to actually make a name for themselves. But yeah, you know, I was lucky enough to have parents who, you know, believe in me, and I was proud of the achievements that I do achieve. And I think that's so important with our young people, you know, to really encourage them to see beyond what they think they can achieve.
Yeah.
For them to actually strive, you know, to reach for more.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it is sad to see some of our young people getting involved in, you know, those type of things. But
yeah, what can you do, eh? Like,
yeah, like, I was lucky enough not to experience it firsthand. I think what also comes down to is the environment that you're raised in, that you're surrounded with. And yeah, for me, I was lucky enough to be in Mountain View for my whole life.
Yeah,
you know, to be in the same church as well. But
I know what you're saying, and look, I can understand the appeal of that lifestyle, because growing up, when you're facing sort of extreme poverty or a lack of options, it might feel like being part of that lifestyle is the only avenue that you have to have any form of success in life. And I think that our conversation today is all about, you know, like pushing a little bit harder or trying to grow ourselves, both spiritually and also in terms of our achievements in life academically. You know, if you're going to be out in the, if sports is your thing, you know, don't settle for being mediocre.
Yeah.
You know, give it your best shot. Give it everything you have, and
yeah,
and seeing how God can use you in that space.
That sense of belonging, you know, in that kind of is seen is what I guess is so appealing to our young people.
Right.
But I think with this theme, you know, living for more, not settling, it also applies to us individually. Like, do you want to stay where, you know, you are now with the group that you're with or the friends that you're with, or do you want to excel for yourself, you know, and make something of yourself?
Yeah, God gives us that freedom of choice, and we can, you know, it's a little bit like what Pastor Marcus used to say last year, you know, make good decisions.
Go with Jesus.
Go with Jesus, you know. Our decision making is critical, and God gives us that opportunity to challenge ourselves to, you know, do our best. And the good news from my perspective is that he doesn't leave us to journey alone, you know.
Yeah.
He's always with us. And so you had a couple of Bible texts that you were sort of keen to share. Did you want to share one of them today?
Colossians 3, verse 23.
Right.
Actually, before that, we'll do Hebrews 12, verse 1. We kind of touched on the you know, the topic of perseverance, not giving up on your journey no matter where you are. And it reads, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." You know, so what I get out of that is, you know, to whatever doesn't grow your relationship with God, I think it's good to question whether it's good to have it there, you know. In your life, if you've got stuff that doesn't really support your relationship or your walk with God, is it really worth having? And yeah, that's been the question that I've been asking myself these past few weeks. And I guess whatever doesn't support my relationship with God, kind of flick it off. And
yeah, yep. And for me, you know, I really enjoy that Bible text tour. I think Hebrews 12:1, you know, persevering is just so important, giving it everything we have. The Bible text, John 10:10, comes to mind, you know, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I have come that you might have life and have life in abundance.
Mm.
You know, God wants us to live our best life. He just wants our best life. Well, he just teaches us that our best life can only come through a relationship with him.
Yeah, if we want it, you know.
If we want it. So, you know, for all of our listeners out there, keep pushing, keep living for more. Don't settle for mediocre when God wants you to have the best. Tua, before we go, any final thoughts, brother? Anything that you'd want to share as a closing idea?
I guess just stay connected to God, eh? You know, sometimes it's hard to find the motivation or even the need to stay connected to God. It's funny how, you know, we only reach out to God when we think we need him.
Yeah.
When we're struggling. But, yeah, to give him praise and keep connected in the good times is, I think, what's so important, which, you know, helps us in the bad times as well.
Mm.
So, yeah, stay connected however way you think that is or whatever that looks like for you. Stay connected and keep striving for more.
100%, brother. Hey, listen, Tua, thank you so much for coming in today, and thank you for sharing your thoughts. I know it's not easy to record yourself, but I think it's been amazing to see your journey this year. I've only known you this year, and to see the way that you're giving back and serving in your community and also at school. It's been a real joy to see your passion for God, and I wish you all the best for the studies when you do go back and do your studies. And I know that listen, it's not going to be easy, but I know that God has big plans for you specifically, and that and with the attitude that you have, I think that and your connection to God, I think you're on a great path. So all the best for that, and thanks again. And hey, listen, thank for you, everyone out you. There in listener land, go with God, like Pastor Marcus used to say.
Make wise decisions
and go with Jesus. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So thanks for listening to our podcast today, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
You